The rule is
that Rabbeinu, Briti Shalom, that Rabbeinu taught us and showed us that everything is in the power of tefillah. And after שהתגלה הכוח של התפילה בצורה כה ברורה וחזקה כמו באחרית הימים. And now after that, Rabbeinu revealed to us so strongly how powerful the tefillah is, prayer is. בפרט על ידי ראשי החסידות, הבעל שם טוב ואחריו, רבינו הקדוש, especially after הבעל שם טוב ורבינו, they told us this. וכמובן, אחרי שכל הצדיקים עסקו בשבירת התאווה הזאת, and of course after all the tzaddikim, that's what they dealt with, breaking this taiva, כל אחד יכול על ידי תפילה לזכות לברר את המדמה ולהבין שזה הכל שטות אחת גדולה. Everyone could merit to clarify their medame, their imagination in their head and understand this whole taiva, the lust for immorality, זה הכל שטות גדולה אחת גדולה, it's just nonsense. And when there's enough prayers, a person easily could see that it's not even a test. ולזה אפשר לזכות בכוח ההתבודדות בלבד. To this one can merit only in the power of התבודדות. אפילו חצי שעה בלבד בכל יום. Even if it's just a half an hour a day. את זה גיליתי בכוח המציאות. This I revealed, Rav says, because of the reality that I was so busy with dealing with people all the time, and I couldn't put a lot of prayers into this. Like Rabbeinu writes in Torah 52, to pray all night, a few hours. I couldn't do this. But to do a half an hour every day on the taiva, this I was able to do. And I saw that it's very strong and it changed my life, Rav Aur says. Yesh bezeh koach gadol. There's a great power in this. Kshe'adam mashkia kol yom chatzi sha'a matmid bezeh bertzifut od yom ve'od yom. When a person, he invests every day half an hour and he continuously, every single day, a day, another day, another day, it all adds up to a great cheshbon. It's a vada utza, and it has a lot of power. Ad she'adam yachol lizkot bedvarim gdolim mamash v'madregot atzumot kmo she'yevar b'arichut ma'alach ha'sefer. Until a person is able to merit great, great things in very, very high levels, as will be explained lengthily along the book. Hakdama zot nechutza me'od. This introduction is very, very needed. שכל אחד ידע יותר, each one will know well. שהכלי העיקרי לזכות על ידו לקיים את כל התורה בכלל, ומה שכתוב בספר זה בפרט. That the main tool to merit, to fulfill everything in the Torah, and especially what says in this book, הוא רק התפילה, it's only prayer. ואם יודע בעצמו שהוא לא מתפלל על מה שלומד, יותר טוב שלא ילמד. And if a person knows that he's not going to pray for what he's learning, it's better that he doesn't learn. חוקי ההתעוררות. Now we're going to learn the rules of התעוררות, means when he wants to awaken himself and start working on something. כי הדברים האלה, because these things, התאוות והמידות הרעות, the lust and the bad midot that a person has, הן מטובעות באדם, הן הטבע שלו, וכשהטבע מחייב כן, רק תפילה של הטבע. Both those which are in a person that he took them a long way when he was through his life, or his nature. כשהטבע, when the טבע, when nature says one thing, רק התפילה משנה את הטבע. Only prayer can change nature. ולכן, כל התעוררות שאדם מקבל לשנות את הטבע שלו, therefore every arousal that a person receives from שמיים to change his nature, אם הוא לא ייקח את זה לתפילה, if he doesn't take this to a place of prayer, הוא לא יוכל לשנות את זה, he won't be able to change this. וכל ניסיון להתנהג כאילו שאין לו תאווה, and any if a person tries to act as if he doesn't have a taiva, זה שקר, זה רק הזיגלו, it's false, and it's only going to harm him. And it's going to bring him to sadness, depressed, anger, all kinds of bad things, frustration. והוא עלול ליפול לגמרי כשרואה שהוא נופל לעבירות ושהוא לא מצליח לעמוד בניסיונות. And if a person, he's faking it, he might fall completely when he sees that he's not succeeding to withstand the tests. Or שהוא יתל לכיוון השני, or he might make a mistake in the other direction. שיחשוב שהוא יסתיק את המידה הטובה של הקדושה. He would think that he has the power and he received the good midah, the holiness that he's working on. והוא יתמלא בגאווה, and he'll be filled up with gaiva. שיחשוב שהוא כבר יסתיק בזמן שהוא בעצמו הולך בתכלית הרחוק מעלה הזאת. And he'll think that he already achieved something at the time that he's really himself very, very far from this. אלא שמצליח לשלוט בעצמו, only that he is succeeding to fool himself, to misguide himself, mislead himself. כל המטרה שכל הספרים וכל השיעורים עוסקים בתיאורות, the whole purpose of all the purpose of all the books and all the classes which are dealing with התיאורות, as a person arouses himself to start working, he לעורר באדם רצון, is just to arouse inside a person a will. שירצה את הדבר הנכסף, that he will want the thing that he's desiring. ויתחיל להתפלל ברחמים ובתחנונים לזכות לו, and he'll start praying with mercy, with pleading, that he'll merit to reach this thing that he wants. כמו שרבי נתן אמר לגבי הספר הקדוש, ראשית חוכמה, רבי נתן referred to the holy book, which is called ראשית חוכמה, שמלא דברי מוסר ותיאורות חריפים מאוד ומוקטים מהזוהר הקדוש, וכו', that is full of words of Musa, very, very sharp from the Zohar. ורבים שלמדו ועסקו בספר זה, and many people which they learned and dealt with this book, אמרו שנפלו בדעתם מאוד. They said that they felt very much from what they thought, from what they were. ואמר רבי נתן שמינו שנפל בדעתם לימוד בספר הזה, שלא ילמד בו. רבי נתן said someone who falls from learning from this book, ראשית חוכמה, he shouldn't learn it. אמר שבוודאי לא לזה התכוון בעל ראשית חוכמה שכתב את ספרו שיפלו ממנו אנשים. And Rabbi Nathan said that of course the Rav who wrote the ראשית חוכמה, he didn't have the intention that people will read his book and fall because of it. אלא רצה לעוררה לרצות את הדבר ולהתפלל על זה. Rather he wanted to arouse them to want this thing and to pray for it. ובינתיים, and in the meantime, יחזק את עצמו ויהיה בשמחה, strengthen himself, and he'll be happy. וישמח בכל התקדמות ללא הקטנה ביותר זוכה לה, and he'll be happy with every going forward, every proceeding that he has. ולו הקטנה ביותר, even if the smallest thing that he merits, he should be happy with it. Like Rabbi Nathan writes in the book of Meshivat Nefesh, שיחה פי זין, 87, he said like this, צריכים לדע, one needs to know, שכל מה שכתוב בספר ראשית חוכמה הוא שעה ספרי קודש. Everything which is written in the book ראשית חוכמה and other holy books, ענייני קדושה ותורה גדולה ועצם הפגם האנוש של כל חטא ופגם אפילו כלשהו, matters of holiness and purity and if someone sins, how bad is the blemish that he's in and everything, even something small, אין הכוונה בכל זה כדי לרחק את האדם מעבודתו. The intention of all this is not in order to distance a person from serving Hashem or to weaken his mind, חס ושלום. רק כוונתם הטובה הוא רק לקרב ולהזהיר את ישראל. Only their good intention is only to get Am Yisrael close. שיהיו קדושים וטהורים, that they should be Am Yisrael, be pure, they should be holy and pure. ויתרחקו אפילו מפגם כלשהו, and they'll distance even from a little bit of blemish, they won't want to be even there. כי ודאי כך ראוי להם לפי עצם קדושתם משורשם, because of course, this is what is fit for a Jew, according to his קדושה. A person, a Yid, a Jew, has a neshama. It's part of Hashem. It's not, well, it doesn't belong to anything that has to do with tumah, with desires, bad desires. אבל אף פי כן, אפילו מי שפגם כמו שפגם אחמד יצן, but nevertheless, even someone who blemished a lot, like whatever happened with him, אחמד יצן, השם שסייב אס, בוודאי צריך לקיים מאמר כתוב, אל תרשאו ב... Of course, he has to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, don't be a big rasha. What does that mean? Rabotenu said, with someone who ate garlic and he smells, he stinks because they go eat garlic again. Of course, right? So you sin, so what? So you have to sin again. Of course, a person that needs to strengthen himself, revive himself, every moment, תמיד יהיה שיהיה, regardless, whatever he is, כי צריכים להיזהר שלא לקבל העירה והמוסר לרע. A person has to be careful not to receive Yira and Musaf are in a bad way. Chas v'shalom. The distance through this more only that it'll be Yirat Hashem for life. Dehainu, which means to get himself close to Hashem through the Musaf. And not to distance himself, Chas v'shalom. Like Adirabba, and contrary, Me'etzem Ayira, for the actual fear that there is, Yichazek at Atzmo, Lekayem, Divrei Rabotenu, Zichonam Yivracha, Sheizirunu La'amim, Bechazdo, Vetuvo Yivarach, שאינו נפסק לעולם, ולחזק את עצמו בכל ידי התחיל וחדש בעזרת השם. Yeah, they believe in the tzaddikim, that they told us that Hashem is always good, and is good always comes on us, and to strengthen himself to begin fresh all the time. ובאמת, התפילה המרוכזת שמתפלל על הנושא, היא החיזוי הגדול ביותר. And in truth, a prayer that a person prays every day, specifically on one thing, is the greatest chizuk for the matter. Ki ze noten lo be'emet kli leitkadem lirot tzaot. Because it really gives the person the tool to start to work forward and to see results. Ve'ze gam noten lo nekuda shechizuk atzuma shehu yodea shehu oseh et shelo. Also gives him chizuk that he is doing the most he can. And that's it. Lemashal, for example, shemitpalel al shmirat ha'enayim. When a person prays for shmirat ha'enayim, הוא יכול להיות רגוע לגמרי, he can be completely calm. ביודו, he knows, אני את שלי עושה. I'm doing what I have to do. אני עושה את ההשתדלות הכי גדולה והכי מועילה שיש. I'm doing the greatest, the biggest השתדלות that, and the most, the השתדלות that helps the most. That's what I'm doing. I'm praying every day, lengthy, on one thing. This is the best השתדלות one could do. מה יש לעשות יותר מזה? What could a person do more than this? לכן מי שיש לו את התפילה יש לו את חסות גדולה. Therefore one who has prayer has a way to strengthen himself. והוא עושה את שלו, מתפלל, and he does what he could do and he prays. ובינתיים לא אכפת לו כלל מה שעובר עליו. And in the meantime when he's busy praying, he doesn't care what goes on in his life. I'm doing what I have to do, and if now I'm afterwards I blemish and I fall and I sin, so what I'm doing what I can do. What, it's not my fault. If Hashem doesn't want it, he can make me not sin. I'm praying. I'm asking Hashem to help me. This is what Rabbeinu says in Torah, Kuf Nun Hei 155. This is what Rabbeinu says, quote, וזה בחינת ערך הפיים. This is the aspect of having a long breath, meaning that patience. היינו מה שאינו ירא משום דבר, the fact that a person is not afraid of anything. ואינו משגיח על שום ביטול ועיבור בעבודתו, and he doesn't even care for any nullifying or confusion in his serving Hashem. Only he's doing his thing. And this is the aspect of ערך הפיים, which שאין שום דבר יכול לבלבל אותו, nothing confusing. כי לא אכפת לי שום דבר, nothing, he doesn't care for anything. רבינו says, ממש, he doesn't care, לא אכפת לי. So the words of רבינו, רק עושה את שלו בעבודתו, את השם דבר, only he does his thing. By serving Hashem. Ki erech ha'payim hu talui bibchinat emunah. Erech ha'payim depends on emunah. If someone wants to have patience, he has to have emunah. Ki kol zman shabod azara ba'olam ha'chavon af ba'olam. Yeah, as long as there's still avod azara in the world, there's still anger in the world. Aval adeh emunah shu efech avod azara, but through emunah, which is the opposite of avod azara, נתבטל אחרון אף וחרון אף. The anger of Hashem is nullified, and we merit to have patience, which is the opposite of חרון אף. When someone's angry, he's a short breath. Yeah, but when someone has patience, has long breath. היינו שזוכה על ידי אמונה על עריכת אפיים. When someone has אמונה, he has אמונה that whenever Hashem wants, I'm going to have this. I don't have it yet, so I don't have to have it yet. I have patience. שיעריך פה על כל דבר בלבול ומניעה שעובר עליו בתפילתו ועבודתו, שיסבול הכל. That a person has to have patience for every confusion, every obstacle that he has in his prayers or in his serving Hashem, in עבודת Hashem, שיסבול הכל, to handle everything, ולא יתעצב, ולא יתעצב על ידי זה כלל. Should be sad or be lazy because of this at all. רק יעצור רוחו ולא יכפת לכלל. Stop, hold your thoughts. Don't care at all. Do what you could do. Whatever happens, happens. And don't get nervous about all the bilbulim and yod that you have. Shubchinat kol odeh v'kochat sameach. All this is aspect of patience, which one can merit through emuna, which is emuna is what causes a person to grow. Ki aledei zehu godel utzameach v'stem amatoh, because through this he grows and he succeeds his work. Ki lo yuchal neval belo shum oneh ala apilo batzut atzut. Right? No confusion could prevent him or throw him down to sadness, chaz shalom, or to laziness. Right? Only he'll do what he needs to do with quickly, with happiness. He doesn't care, fine, so I didn't do good there and here. So what? Now I'm going to do good. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Rak yaseh shelo, only do your thing. Chabal says, do every day, half an hour, you will do it fast, with happiness to merit. Tikkun ha'yesod b'shlemut, and don't look at all the bibulim at all. Yofi. That was Buti Shalom. Now, we're going to learn the stories of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Ben.